Well, howdy guys, how are you today? Well, I finally got around to playing Resident Evil Requiem. Resident Evil 9. And after all the big hype about the game, how great it was, I was expecting a reasonably good game. Unfortunately, I was very disappointed. Because it was all a bunch of hype. Mostly from the people who got early access to the game. But of course they're going to praise the game no matter what. Otherwise, they may not get early access again. And then the big praise also comes from Resident Evil fans. And they're scared to criticize the game in case Capcom stops making Resident Evil. Now, I've played all the Resident Evil games right from the first one. And I'd love this Resident Evil game to be a great game. But it just isn't. It's mediocre, at best. To me, it came across as a very lazy attempt of making a Resident Evil game. But Capcom can make good games, but only revamping their old ones. They did a good job of revamping Resident Evil 2, and did even a better job at revamping Resident Evil 4. And it has a lot of replayability in Resident Evil 4, but not Resident Evil Requiem. Now I know the story has never been sophisticated in Resident Evil, but it's never been quite this dumb. Right from the beginning you know something isn't right. Apparently the big high-up on FBI walks all the way to this person's cubicle to ask them just to come to their office. Couldn't have actually phoned or contacted them in any other way. And although the person gets up immediately and goes to the office, the head guy still beats you back to the office in plenty of time. And this person he's chosen is the last person to be an FBI agent. But he sends her alone into this dangerous place to investigate. And with this person's disposition that's very obvious, that is the last thing you would do. I mean, I know it's a video game, but try and make it a little bit believable. But I believe that Capcom wanted to just make the game about Grace and the little girl. But they threw in Leon so they could sell copies. It flip-flops between Leon and Grace, basically slow-paced and fast-paced. And when I say Grace is slow, I mean she's really slow. I can't tell whether she's running or walking, because they're both bog-standard slow. Of course, the zombies aren't slow, that's so she gets caught loads of times. But all the time you're playing with Grace, she's kind of whimpering. Now, maybe at first she could understand it, but she'd get used to it, wouldn't she? But no, she whimpers all the way through while you're playing with her. Who actually thought that was a great idea? Well, of course, everybody's saying, oh, it's next-gen sort of graphics. Well, if it is X-Gen, I don't want it. Now, my graphics card isn't sort of high-end anymore, but it does a fair job. But I've seen it played on high-end PCs, and it's still kind of grainy. It's like everything's blown out, sort of thing. And, of course, adjustments doesn't actually correctify it. Of course, puzzles is a main feature of Resident Evil games, but not really in this one. The puzzles are very simple. Usually, actually, the resolution is in the same room. They didn't go overboard on the monsters either. Kind of basic. And of course, they're all scripted, but you can tell they're solely badly scripted in this one. And of course, Resident Evil's also about the guns. Resident Evil 4 was very good. It had lots of different types of guns for different types of situations. But basically, this Resident Evil only has really one gun. Requiem. And let's make it ridiculously big, shall we? First of all, where does Grace carry this gun? It's almost as big as she is. And when she fires it, it wouldn't just hurt her. It would break both her wrists. But we're not supposed to think about that, are we? I mean, of course, everybody likes a Magnum and a powerful gun. But this gun is just ridiculously too big. They didn't seem to think out this game very well. They even had the old cliché, you know, self-destruct sequence. And there's absolutely no zombies around. Until the alarm, and then they're everywhere. Oh, and Leon's infected again. Which doesn't mean anything, because he gets cured every time anyway. I mean, make it make sense, at least to a bit. But I know there's Resident Evil fans that will back this game 100%. And that's why the Resident Evil games have been going the way they have. I'm a Resident Evil fan myself. But I'm not scared of speaking up. It's lazy video game making. I think it's about time Capcom got back to the drawing board again. and start remembering what made Resident Evil games good in the first place. Then considering the price of video games now, today, people deserve far better. I'd rate this Resident Evil game probably a 6.5. You gotta give Resident Evil that's been going for so many years. But even this gravy train must come to an end. And it is, for me. I'm getting a bit tired of these cheap knockoffs they're pushing out. Resident Evil 3 was the sort of knockoff. Cash grab. Anyway, that's just my thoughts about the game. And everybody's different. I'd love them to make a really good Resident Evil game. But I believe greed has taken over. Which destroys every game franchise, doesn't it? Anyway, guys, let me know what you think, of course. As usual, you take it easy now.
Resident Evil.